Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the FinTech Scaling Show, where we talk to founders and executives and we get their insights as to what it takes to scale up your company, but also at the same time, what it takes to scale up yourself. And super excited and actually honored to have a good friend and a mentor of mine on the show today, Joe Yazbek. Joe Yazbek is the founder of the No Fear Speaking System. He's also the founder and president of Prestige Leadership Advisors. And on top of that, he is also an international best-selling author. So, you know, really excited, Joe, to bring you on the show today. It's well overdue. We've been talking about this for a while, but welcome and looking forward to a good show today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Always great to have conversations with you, Richard. It's always to the benefit of others, which is wonderful. So I'm looking forward to today.
Brilliant. Okay, so before we jump into it with Joe, as always, for you folk out there, I'd like to give you a bit of a synopsis of what we're going to be discussing. And over the years, over the past few years, and definitely over the past few months, you know, the financial sector in its entirety is facing widespread upheaval as a result of the transformational power of fintech, with existing business models really being impacted and traditional jobs increasingly coming under threat by disruptive startups. And, you know, that's is shown in the press today. Jamie Dimon a few weeks ago wrote an article just about this, around the need for financial services firms to really embrace digital, embrace the new way of leadership. The big guys have finally noticed the small guys. But as the new tech comes in, so too does the search for new C-suite of talent hot up. Talent that embraces new leadership styles and also the disruptive tech that is coming through. Financial services, in all honesty, folks, is in need of leaders with the vision to deliver effective solutions to new business challenges. We're in need of a range of leaders with backgrounds to prepare for the disruption ahead and beyond today. We're in need for leaders who can drive disruption, ferment new cultures, and connect positively with the outside world. And also, finally, we are in need of leaders who care about their teams, care about their clients, and care about society and how society can access all the new tools and tricks that financial services can offer them. And you know, no better person to bring into this conversation today than Joe. And what we're going to be chatting about today is how we as leaders can lead in the age of connectiveness. And to bring Joe into the conversation, I think maybe the best place to start is, you know, Joe, from your perspective as a leadership consultant, as a leadership advisor, as a communication expert, what are the key ingredients leaders need to acquire today so they can continue creating disruption into the future?
Well, Richard, great question. And leadership, by the way, involves anyone managing people. Yeah. First of all, let me just say this, because many people perhaps listening to this might think, well, I'm not a leader in my company. Well, you don't have to be the CEO or a C-suite and above to be a leader. I think anyone managing other people have leadership roles. Yeah. Leadership is all about inspiring and motivating others to take positive action that makes a difference in the world they influence. So it could be as a microcosm within one's divisional department, or it could be a macrocosm to how you are a humanitarian leader leading a country. A leadership's role is to, first of all, number one, set a darn good example. Set an example. And set an example as a very astute listener, because listening will bring about greater understanding. And a leader's role is to understand their team. Yeah. It's more important for a leader to understand others than to be understood, you see, because you'll learn how to communicate well to individuals in your team because you know them so well, and they're all different, and they will then have more understanding, you see, because you do. And that's a key leadership role. Another ingredient, I think, if I were to just give you another, and that is that the vision that a leader has needs to be expressed in words that are not just words. They need to be expressed in ways that inspire and motivate your team to want to work more. There's always a future ahead, and the future is what motivates us as human beings. Without the future, we have no motivation.
Yeah.
And so a leader's role is the future. A manager's role is to get production and present time and meet those targets, you see? Now, you can be both leader and manager, but there's a purpose to even producing, and that is we have a greater hope for the future ahead of us. And it's so important for that leader to express that vision on a frequent basis.
I love that. I mean, lots of gold nuggets there. And just to bring this into action and into some live examples. I mean, you know, Joe, I've chatted about this a lot of times with you about my upbringing in South Africa, and actually at a point in time, you know, being fortunate enough to, you know, sort of go through the transition from the apartheid era into a new country, a new rainbow nation. And actually during that time, you know, meeting Nelson Mandela, and he was a leader that actually, I'd say, embodied a lot of what you spoke about here, you know, being able to inspire others, motivate others, draw out a vision and take people along that vision, right? But actually, rather than talking, you know, what Mandela did was he was doing the doing, right? He, you know, went out to my school and other schools, and he was talking to us and, you know, saying to the guys and the girls there, or the girls and the boys there, that if you work together as a unit and we come together, actually things can be pretty cool. And to a, you know, 12 year old boy at a point in time, you think, this is interesting. This is a person that I want to follow. This is a leader that I want to follow. And doing more than that, going out into the stadiums, the football stadiums, the rugby stadiums, setting up a Truth and Reconciliation Committee, being a leader that not only talks the talk, but also walks the walk, right? And I think in today's society, I mean, I feel like more leaders of that ilk are required, but also leadership is about setting the vision, but it also is about getting down to the nitty-gritty and helping your team move forward at a point in time if they can't move forward, right?
Well, how do you measure the value of a person? It's exactly right. The value of a person is measured in their actions.
Yeah.
You measure the ethics level of a person, you measure the character of a person, you measure whether they are true to what they promise. Are they delivering what they promise? You see, it doesn't require some high class Wharton School of Business degree or certification. You just basically, you love what you're doing, you love your work, people see it, it rubs off. And as long as you're demanding the best out of people as a leader, you'll survive any insurmountable obstacle. That's the key to it all, really. You know, I had a very similar experience to you, and I think you knew this. You know, you were in an audience looking up at Mandela at a very young age, and I had Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, endorse my book in South Africa. You and I have a lot in common, as you know. You and I have so many very, I think, inspiring coaching sessions over the last year and a half or two, and so much in common that when you embrace ideas and then you are able to reach out to others and have them embrace those ideas, like freedom of expression for South Africa, or having my book become translated into a course for the educational school system in Mexico. I mean, those are exciting things that, well, you know, writers prove their point. Writers who write books show that they have something there. And I think leadership is also a branding tool. You know, you could be able to brand what you're leading. What are you leading? Yeah. What is your system? What is your approach? Is it a doctrine? Are there laws? What is it? And you show that in your book. I love when you have somebody who is writing, when they're writing about what they believe in, and they're writing about their expertise, and they're writing about it in stories they can tell. Because I tell you, there are still people that love to pick up a print book and read it, you know? And then, of course, you're leading them onto something else after they read the book. What's the next step after that? So everybody's got a story, Richard.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story. And anybody listening right now, you have a story. And that story needs to be told, not to be underestimated, for sure.
And I like what you're saying there. Leadership is a branding tool, right? And with Inside Brand, it's not just the lipstick. It's not just the fancy logos and the nice colors. The heart and the soul of a person or a company are inside that. And, you know, I like to, you know, when I work with my clients, I like to look at the LRC triangle with Inside the Brand, leadership, relationships, and communication, and really go into the details of that. Because once you start getting into the nitty-gritty and the details of that, actually, you know, you're able to see what's working, what's not, what's a bit out of alignment. Because if you lead in the team, if your leadership style is strong and you lead in the team and that's moving forward, that's great. But if your relationships, on the other hand, i.e. your relationships with your public, maybe your investors, maybe your suppliers or your vendors is low, there's going to be an issue. And so too with your communication. If your communication, i.e. you're writing a novel or you're writing a white paper, and there's some flaws in that, people are going to pick up on it, and that comes back to your brand. And I think
branding is communication.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you can't communicate, you cannot build a relationship with anyone. You cannot be a leader if you can't effectively communicate. And that's why public speaking and presentation skill is so impactful for a leader. A leader is not a leader who cannot communicate confidently. He's not a leader if he or she cannot really comfortably, what I say, comfortably command an audience. Yeah. Or online, at a staff meeting, in a boardroom, at a keynote. That's what separates you apart. And that's what gives your audience, or the public that you're trying to attract, a key sense of differentiation, because that is what branding is. Branding is the art of differentiating, to quote pro brander David Breyer in his book, Brand Intervention, a good friend of mine. The art of differentiation is the key to it all. And so we leaders, in order to differentiate ourselves, well, is there anything more differentiable than one being the individual that one is? We are our own brand. So I say to you, show up. Show up. Appear. Just because you're in technology or financial technology doesn't mean it's okay to hide in the ivory tower behind a computer. It doesn't mean that. It means you got to get out in front. You are the brand ambassador. And that makes you, that's why leadership is a branding tool. You are the brand ambassador to your company. You're not going to make it unless you appear and communicate confidently. Okay, so you know what? Anybody listening to this, Richard, can get a free copy of my book. Just go to nofearspeaking.info. They can order it for free anywhere in the world. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone out there, I'd suggest you do, because it goes into some really good, some nuggets of wisdom, and allows you to really unleash yourself as a speaker and also as a leader.
Good word. That's a great word for it. You know, I mean, many people have a resistance or a fear of being over the top or being hypey, right? You know, like if I'm too enthusiastic, people think I'm trying to sell them something. That is not the case. The world needs enthusiasm right now. Yeah. The world needs an inspiring leader that can drive people, not synthetically, but authentically. You see, and we someone, all need
and as you're saying,
step someone, up and be great communicators.
And listen, as you say, sorry to interrupt you, and as you say, someone that can comfortably command their position. And there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of shit going on, right? We know that. There's a lot of Teflon being thrown around. But if you are able to really lead your brand, as you were saying, Joe, and also stand up for what you believe in, but also at the same time, be agile and flexible in your approach. Actually, what you're going to get is you're going to get a crowd that wants to follow you and wants to lean into you because you're moving along a road that actually is towards a desired outcome that not only the team wants to envision, but also, you know, society in general, right?
I mean, it's really true. That's very true. I'll give you an example of this. I have a client who spent almost 2 years with me. He was a top executive at Boeing. He was employed by Boeing at the time he came on board. And he said to me, I really want to get transitioned into the entrepreneurial game. He was basically a digital transformation guru. He loved it. I said, well, all right. Well, what is the goal here? I want to digitally transform digital transformation. So, you know, this was a few years ago, and I thought, what the hell is that? I said, I want to innovate what's been innovated. So he got on board with me, and we just did every kind of communication possible. And he was nerd-like. I use the word nerd without any disrespect, introverted, shy, withdrawn, a real techie, okay? And he wanted to get out there. And he created a company called Platinum PMO. You can look him up because he's now got a best-selling book, which was part of our program, called The Transformation. Rick Catalano, look him up. Okay, he'll be happy if you go to his site or go to Amazon and get his book because it's a damn good book. But he could not talk in front of a camera. And this gentleman really killed it. He crushed it. And this is the difference because he learned how to communicate, transitioned to entrepreneurship, and then took his business with the help of some principles that I coached him on to go into a whole system of communicating on what you're doing so brilliantly, Richard, podcasting, getting on camera, developing a whole channel for videos, all of those things. So it can be done. This is what it takes to drive attention, the right kind of attention to your business.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
I've got a guest here, which is my son. I think it's quite a good intro. He's just saying hello. Joe's met him a few times, and now this is definitely going to go on the repeat. My son Ollie is interrupting our podcast.
Ollie?
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, he's here. He's just come back from his tennis game.
Well, you know, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we do what we do for our future generations. Did we get everything that was said on there? Because I think we lost sound or something, at least maybe on my end.
Yeah, so, you know, I think what are you saying, Joe, is vital here, right? I mean, let's not, no two ways about it. And one thing I've realized is I've gone through the process and, you know, built up my podcast, built up my audience, YouTube channels, you know, social, etc. is actually there's a bit more to it than the numbers, right? You could have 20,000 followers and, you know, 50,000 podcast listeners, but actually the devil's in the detail, right?
And
if you're able to figure out that this is not a numbers game, it's a connection game. And if you are able to, as a leader, you know,
May I jump in there for a minute? May I jump in? You're absolutely right. But it's the number of connections game.
Oh, 100%. No, yeah. 100%. So what I was going to say is if you're able to have these connections and really understand and go beyond what people expect of you and figure out how these people work, what they like, who they are, then you're in an interesting world. You're in an interesting world because you're the center of something, right? And I'll give you an example. We had a fintech think tank. I have a fintech think tank every month. And for anyone out there that wants to join, please drop me a note, at richard@scaleupconsulting.co. I'd love to get you on the fintech think tank. Anyway, we have it every month. There's 9 of us. We dive down into challenges that founders and executives are facing, and we all pitch in, right? We all pitch in our hard-earned knowledge, contacts, etc. And time after time after time, people come away with a lot of value. But this last week, I had a session, and one of the guys on the table, on the round table, was facing a big challenge. He was arguing with his co-founder. He didn't know whether they should expand into Latin America. And actually, they'd never gone into Latin America, didn't really know the market. I don't know if they've ever traveled out there. So I said to them, I was like, interesting. We all gave our ideas. At the end of it, I said, speak to these 3 people. The 3 people I put him in touch with were one of the leading VCs out in Mexico, actually. One of the leading open banking platforms out in Europe. And another startup that had just done some really good stuff over the last couple of years in the Latin market. Because I wanted to give him insights that he needed to have in order to make a decision, right? And this is the power of what you said, Joe, and what we are discussing right now, being connected and bringing leaders together so we can all figure out the bigger problems and move forward together, right?
Yeah, you're doing something phenomenal, Richard. You're creating like-minded executives and leaders of influence, and you're assembling them in one space, and you're leading them. What I love about what you're doing, you have followed what I've done on my roundtable, I have to tell you, in an incredible way. In fact, you're getting more response right now in fintech than I ever did in fintech, but I'm not a fintech specialist like you are. But you are leading leaders. See, that's what you do when you put a think tank together, yeah, or even a podcast or a webinar. You bring executives and leaders, C-suites and above, or entrepreneurs. You bring them together and you discuss. What I love about my roundtables, I hold them twice a month, is I have many different industries represented, entrepreneurs, business owners, executives, and we discuss. I don't want to talk at them. I want to have a discussion. I facilitated this. I might have a commentary speaker come in and speak for 15, 20 minutes, but it is involving communications and it becomes a connectiveness into itself. It's real networking because they get to understand each other's challenges and then they walk out with solutions, which is part of the think tank roundtable kind of format. Yeah. That's connectiveness. I think that's what really we need to be overcoming. Leaders, I tell you, not a leader again if you're not courageous. And if you're courageous, you're going to be visible. You're going to be appearing. You're going to be leading the charge. Okay? There's no room for shyness and withdrawnness. Yeah, to become an executive that gets results.
And even, and that goes, it doesn't matter if you're in a startup, a scale up, or, a big company like JP Morgan or Deutsche Bank, et cetera. If you're a leader in that space, you need to be leading the charge, and you can't be insular in leading that charge, i.e. you can't just lead your internal team, you have to lead the public. So jump out of your comfort zone, get into the community and figure out what the hell's going on and help them solve the problem, right?
And I think that's one of the reasons why public speaking has become more leadership communications. We've really redefined that because my entire audience are executives and business owners, and they need to learn what does a leader need to know and apply to become a communicator and speaker that really does influence others, whether it be on camera, whether it be on the virtual conferencing format, whether it be live. I mean, everyone who is leading in a company should be able to have the ability and skill to do a TED Talk or do a keynote at their convention. Do you know how many executives turn down speaking engagements because they're more worried about losing their status or feeling embarrassed or threatened by humiliation or they're intimidated by a large group? But that's a skill that can be overcome. That's a skill that can be learned, much like you need to learn the technical aspects of fintech, right? You have to learn those. Why not learn what it takes to get more fintech in the hands of people, which is communication skill.
And what is actually needed, because, you know, the uprise of fintech, if we all think about it, is the necessity to get closer to clients, right? We want to be able to help out, you know, the man in the streets. We want to be help out. I mean, one of my friends in Kenya is giving insurance to Oyo bike riders. What's an Oyo bike rider? He's a person that rides around the Kenyan streets and drops off parcels, right? He is getting closer to that consumer through fintech. Right. And how is he doing that? Through the tech, but also because he's a fantastic communicator. He is everywhere. You look at he's on Facebook, he's on YouTube, he's on, you know, all the platforms. Plus,
I got two words. I got two words for executives listening to this. Two words. Be present.
Yeah.
Be present. What does that mean? Well, what is, you've heard this, stage presence. So that individual has a lot of presence about him or her. What does that mean? It means you are there, present. You're there. Huh? It's like, to what degree are you there? What degree of there-ness? How there are you? Where are you? Are you everywhere? What does that mean? Are you worried about being sought after? What does that mean? Are you concerned about being seen? That means you got something to hide. I'll be honest with you. Okay, you know me, Richard, I'm going to say it right now. Okay, those people who are hiding got something to hide. Stay. Okay, if you got nothing to hide and you got a clean operation, and your intentions are honest and honorable, then you have every reason in the world to get present and appear.
Yeah.
Appear. Look at you, man. You're appearing continuously. You're now a better appearer. You have more presence than you ever had, you see? And you're a joy to work with. Amazing. But I got to tell you, it's the most important thing to show up. You see, you're asking your team members to show up. Be on time. Show up to work. What does that mean for a leader to show up? Be present with your team. Be present with your one-on-ones when you want to understand what's going on with an executive, let's say. Be present with your public that's buying the users of your product or service. Be present with them. How do you become present with them? Be on camera and deliver a founder statement, a mission statement, a rededicate, a repurposed dedication statement or message to the people that you intend to attract as clients or prospects. Be present.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
my goodness, get on social media and post something. Post something about what you believe in. You're not there to sell on social media. This is communication. This is leadership, persistent in communication, showing that you are a leader. You're showing this. You're driving them to come in. Come on, reach into us. How can we help you? How can we help you? How can we be better? Reach into us. Here's a free something for you to get. There you go.
And just to bring this to life, and actually something I'm doing right now, I think, you know, with all the stuff going on right now in the world, I think maybe a leader that is present and maybe someone, you know, that is in the news for one reason, because he's fighting for his freedom and the freedom of his nation, is the Ukrainian leader, Zelensky, right? He is present. He is out there. He is on Facebook. He is on LinkedIn. He is on every single platform you can think about. He has traveled the world from his bunker in Kiev, right? And on top of that, he's got Vladimir Klitschko and others doing the same. They are present, exactly what Joe's saying. So here's the question to everyone out there. If these folks can be present during wartime, why can't you be present from your office as you build out the tech solution?
Beautiful. Perfect example. Why is your butt so precious, right? What are you concerned about? There's a guy walking the streets of Kiev with his team. He could be, you know, sniped out. I mean, Boris Johnson has what they call in the United States, the kajungas, the balls to go and walk 10 times greater than any other leader of a country. At least he's out there showing that he gives a damn about this guy. And this guy, Zelensky, deserves the support. Yeah. And he deserves to get more support. But here's the thing. When you communicate, they know you're alive. When you communicate, For all intents and purposes, this is why in PR, it's so important that when you've been attacked and you've been biased against and you've had black propaganda on you, that you communicate, you don't go hiding behind something. Or, Jimmy, can you go ahead and figure out what to say to this public? No, man. I mean, Lee Iacocca, the chairman of the board of Chrysler Corporation, when he had to borrow money from the government to bail him out because he was losing so much in revenues, he borrowed money and he went on national TV and apologized to the American public, apologized for not having the right quality of car. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, Americans, that I will pay this money back. Hang in there with me. He paid that back in short order, and Chrysler rose to number one as a result of a leader baring his breast to the public, telling them the truth. They wanted him to become president of the United States in the next election. That's how popular he became back in the early 80s. I remember that. It was a big deal. Nobody, no chairman of a major company, CEO, went on to deliver a paid advertisement announcing something. That was the first time he broke the mold, which is another ingredient in effective leadership.
Okay, brilliant. And as we wrap up this part of the show and we get to the flash round, which is a bit of enlightenment and a bit of fun at the end with my American friend.
Yeah, I heard about your flash questions, man. You're not going to embarrass me, are you?
No. Yeah. Sometimes I get embarrassed.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, you know, Joe, I've seen a shot of you in the 80s or the 70s or the 60s with the hair. So, you know, embarrassment is not definitely not.
Yeah, look at me now. Huh? What happened? A lot of years of experience, man. No hair. That proves it. Go ahead.
But before we jump into the flash round, as we finish this section, what are the two or three nuggets of wisdom you want to give to the listeners out there as they lead their teams, they lead their business, they lead their public? What should they be doing? What should they be investing in to make certain that they're the best person that they can be?
Training, gain knowledge. If it's reading every day, but make sure what you're reading is workable, useful, applicable, not bias, you know, lies filled, falsehood filled knowledge. Knowledge is what makes us secure. Okay. I mean, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, get mentored properly, get coached, but learn from people who are successful. Number two, I would say be present. I said this, show up, appear, and learn to communicate like a leader, and then show up and communicate your vision, communicate the problems that you solve and the benefits that you provide people with. And people will connect. Don't go out there selling. Just provide value. You're engaging people. It's a new world today. It's 80% marketing and 20% sales. It used to be the opposite 5 years ago. So you've got to provide value. You've got to make people aware of you, engage with you before they convert to becoming a client.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think the last nugget would be this, and that is be true to your own goals. Okay. Stay true. Don't violate your integrity, right? Integrity is everything. Don't associate with people because they have net worth of value money-wise. That might be helpful, but you're associating with people because they're high character, they're honorable, they promise, they deliver what they promise. And I think most of anything, they're like-minded. You want people of like-minded, high character and standards. Be true to your goals. You'll reach your goals if you associate with people that are like that.
Listen, that's some salient advice there for everyone, and brilliant roundup to that section. I think anyone that's listening, you know, should take a re-listen of that, because there's some really, really great nuggets there. And now for some fun. Here we go. So the flash round. There's some rules in the flash round. The rules are as follows. I ask Joe three quick questions. They're sort of yes or no answers. And then I give the mic to Joe, and he's allowed to ask me one and only one question. That's the rules of the house. And then we have to abide by them.
But you own the house.
Yeah, you own the house.
I'm in your house right now.
There we go. Okay, so here we go. What's more important, communication or technology?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've got one answer for you. Technology is communication. Communication uses technology to further its end.
Nice. Brilliant answer. Okay, so where would you rather live, the US or the UK?
Well, I've been to the UK. I love it. I've been to very different portions of it. I've been to Brighton. I've been to Sussex. I've been to London. Let's see. I've seen the castles it was on the way to Chichester. And anyway, if I had my ideal, I'd have a home in the UK and a home in the United States.
Okay, well,
that's what I would do. That's the answer. Oh yeah,
you've brightened my day up. There we go. Right,
just send me a real estate agent in the UK, and we'll
done. It's in your All right. That was last week's discussion, Joe. Come on. Okay, and last one. Some sporty knowledge here. So I know you're a sports fan. I also know you're a singer. I don't want you to tap dance or sing your way through the next one. But here we go. Rugby, nitty gritty rugby, the hard boys sport, or American football?
Well, I have to be honest. I don't know much about rugby. I know, but I've heard it's a more rugged sport. Yeah. You have to be a much better athlete and you have to play through pain.
Yeah,
when you're rugby, American football, I've grown up with it. I love the game. You know, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which, by the way, is owned by the owner of Manchester United's football team. Glazers.
The Glazers.
And I understand the Glazers aren't very popular in Manchester.
Yeah, they aren't.
No, they're not. And they didn't become very popular in Tampa Bay either until Tom Brady came over and started winning Super Bowls. But
there you go.
You know, football is a great. I love any team sport that is coached well.
Yeah,
there's a lot to learn about it. I'd like to learn rugby someday. Maybe you can help me with that.
Definitely. When you come over here, we can take you to a Twickenham rugby game. That's definitely something we can do. But great answers. And then I'll hand the mic over to you, Joe. And you know, so what's the one burning question that you haven't got out of me in a couple of years or so that we've been having a great chat?
If you had your dream come true, your ideal future life and career, just a minute of what that would look like.
You know what? It's happening right now. And
wow.
I think, I mean, I just chatted about the FinTech think tank. You know, I've got my podcast going on in the FinTech space and I'm helping clients really achieve their dream. And as they achieve their dream, which is critical to their success, but also, you know, they are starting to impact society. They are helping people in different parts of society access finance. And I think that is the best thing that anyone can do. Because why should, you know, Jack or Jill that hasn't gone to Oxford, Cambridge, or one of the greatest universities, or you had that education, be excluded from the financial system? They should be included. So I'm living the dream right now, Joe, and I've got a lot of people to thank for that. And long may it continue, and long may the journey just get, you know, better and better and more fulfilling.
Well, I'm privileged and honored to be part of your process. Thank you. That's a beautiful answer. Thank you.
Brilliant. And we know about Joe's book, but Joe, as we wrap up the show, I always like to give the guests the opportunity to leave some information on how others out there can connect with him directly.
There's a couple of ways. Thank you, Richard. If you go to nofearspeaking.info, you can download a lot of free material, including my book, my best-selling book, which I think if you're outside the U.S., you can download the ebook. But you get also about $140 worth of material free. So that's at nofearspeaking.info. If you would like to go to prestigeleader.com, that is the company site, there is a speaker's test that you can take, and it's free, and it's also free consultation where we go over the results of your speaker test with you. And also a consultation form is also on that homepage at prestigeleader.com. So those are some things for you to do and to learn, and they're all free.
Yeah, brilliant. And like always, folk, I'll leave all the information and the details in the show notes so you can pick it up. There's no need to, you know, quickly write things down and rewind and write down again. So it'll all be there for you to pick up And also, you know, connect with Joe on LinkedIn. I also know Joe hosts a roundtable, and also he has a leadership group on LinkedIn. So, you know, connect with him, have a chat with him. I'm sure he'll be willing to have a chat with you as well.
I'd love to have you. You bet.
Okay.
This has been fun, Richard. Been great.
And so thanks for having taken the time. And listen, it's overdue, and I think another one is definitely on the cards. When you come over to London, maybe that's the thing I want to do, definitely.
Yeah, we could actually host it outside, you know, like in Trafalgar Square or something, you know? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, right? With the pigeons.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then we can invite some members of parliament or something to come by and, you know, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah. Definitely. That sounds good, Ross. Definitely.
All right.
I'm up for that. Okay, great. And to everyone out there, we're back next week with another episode. And thanks all for joining us for this chat and this important chat and this important episode. And look forward to welcoming you back next week.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.